Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechet Pesachim. We're in the middle of Perek Gimel, and we're up to Mishnah Dalet. We ended off talking previously about how long it takes for something to become chametz. In Mishnah Beis, we gave a shear of 18 minutes or 24 minutes. Here in Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah seems to also refer to the amount of time in a different manner. The Mishnah gives us an example. If you have three women kneading some dough in order to bake matzahs, but there's only one oven, so how do we organize it so that the dough doesn't sit very long and therefore not become chametz? Says Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Shalosh Nashim, you can have up to three women at a time, Lashos, kneading dough, ka'achas, in one shot, and have them bake it one after the other, so that even though the third person who is baking had to wait for two previous matzahs to bake, so they were kneading the dough at the same time, and the person number three had to wait the most amount of time, that is not a concern, because up to three people, we're not concerned that it's going to exceed the amount of time where it becomes chametz, and so therefore you can have three women kneading dough at the same time, and even though each one has to wait till the other one is done with the baking, nevertheless it's not a concern up to three women. Va'ofas betaner, and they could bake it in one oven, betaner echad, zu achar zu, one after the other, and we're not afraid about it exceeding the time frame and possibly becoming chametz. The Chachamim, however, disagree. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, Shalosh Nashim, they don't agree that you can have the woman kneading at the same time and then having the second woman waiting till the first one bakes, and the third woman waiting for the first and second one to bake before being able to put her a dough into the oven. So they say everyone should be busy, sort of like an assembly line process. Shalosh Nashim Oskos Babotzek. You can have them all involved in the dough. Achas Losha, one will be doing the kneading. V'achas Oreches, and one will be doing the laying out of the dough, shaping of the dough. V'achas Ofen, one will be baking. So therefore, it will go, the chametz will constantly be worked. It'll go from the dough being kneaded, to the shaping, to the baking. So at no point will the dough be sitting, and therefore you don't have a concern of it becoming chametz. The dough should not just be sitting and waiting for previous people to finish their baking. Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva here comes to comment on why he believes, now he's not saying his own opinion, he's why he believes the Chachamim are correct, and he does not agree with Rav Gamliel. Because he says, "Lo kol ha'nashim, v'lo kol ha'etzim, v'lo kol ha'tanurim shavim." How can you give a shear of up to three women when that doesn't help us define an amount of time? Because not all women are the same. Some are slower, some are quicker. Not all ovens or burning wood are the same. So you can't give a shear based on how long it takes for three women to bake, and therefore he doesn't agree with Rabbi Gamliel and rather agrees with the Chachamim. Then the Mishnah tells us, Zeh HaKlal, should know that a rule of thumb, if one of the women is working dough and sees that it's starting to rise, Tafach, if it's starting to rise, Tiltash Bitsonan. What she should do is she should wet it with cold water, and the cold water will prevent it from rising. At the end of the day, we paskin like the Chachamim over Rabbi Gamliel. Mishnah Hay. Mishnah Hay talks about different simonim, different signs in the dough that might be an indication of the dough becoming chametz. So the Mishnah says first, Siur. Siur is a type of indication in the dough that we'll see in a moment, the Mishnah will explain, is a status of Yisarev. We're concerned that it might be chametz, although it didn't fully become chametz. So therefore, you should burn it. However, va'ochlo, if somebody were to eat this dough that is in the status of siur, potter, he would be potter. He would be potter from Karis and Malkis. However, because it's considered Chametz Noksha, it's considered, since it did not become Chametz, it's considered Chametz Noksha, and it's not Roy Lachila. That's the type of Chametz we're talking about. However, the Mishnah says, Siduk, what if the dough did become Chametz, and it had signs of that by having cracks? So then it says, Yisarif, you need to burn it, and Ba'ochlo, if you ate this type of a dough, because it showed signs of Chametz, Chayiv Karis, you'd be Chayiv Karis. Now the Mishnah explains what's considered Seir, what are the signs of that, and what's considered Siduk. Ezehu Seir. What's considered Seir? Says the Mishnah, Kekarne Chagovim, like the antennas or the horns of locusts, which means you might have one crack going this way, one crack going that way, and they don't overlap. That's considered Seir. That's the beginning signs of Chametz. So you need to get rid of it, but if you ate it, it's not considered chametz yet, and you're not chayiv karis. Siduk, what's siduk? Shinis arvu, stuck of zebazeh, numerous cracks developed in the dough, and the cracks overlapped one over the other, they mixed one into the other. That is a sign of real chametz, and therefore you would not only have to burn it, but if God forbid somebody ate it, they would be chayiv karis. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, they disagree. They hold that the differences as defined by Rabbi Yehuda between what's considered Siduk and what's considered Seir, in both cases, if you ate this dough, you would be Chayiv Karis. Whether it's cracks Kegarni Chagavim, or whether it's cracks like Siduk of mixing together and overlapping one another, Chayiv Karis, you would be Chayiv Karis. What then is a case of Seir, where you would not be chayiv karis upon eating it, but you would have to burn it, as previously described? Ezu sir kol shechsifu panav. That is if the complexion of the dough became white, ka'adam sh'amdu saroisav, as a person whose hair is standing on end, meaning somebody becomes very frightened, to the point where his hair is standing on end, so his face becomes white, and when the dough has that kind of a color, shechsifu panav, that is a case of seer, where we're concerned it's starting to become chametz, but it's not chametz yet, and therefore you should get rid of it. But if you ate from this chametz, if you ate from this dough, you would be potter. And the Bartanur tells us that we paskin like the Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda. With this, we end Mishnah Hay. I look forward to continuing next time.